Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. We need your help, ladies and gentlemen, in spreading the word and unenslaving people's minds. Good people choosing to be ignorant because they love their life. I can't really fault that. Listen, a lot of us in the media criticize people who don't know where London is on a map or, you know, a current event issue, but they're happy with their lives. But we got to wake them up, because a lot of us, if we don't wake up, are going to lose our lives. And I mean that figuratively and literally. Sarah Westall is going to be joining us here in this show. And Sarah and I spoke yesterday and also too in the aftermath of the untimely death of Paul Martin. And again, my condolences go out to his beautiful family, his wife, Diane. And, you know, Paul and I were very close, as people know, and we did a radio show together. We did many interviews together. We did research projects together. Very devastating time to lose one of the family, and he was one of the inner circle. And unfortunately, we're all kind of getting to that age where stuff starts happening. So anyway, what I wanted to do in this particular show in Waking Up America is, a lot of you know people, and we have an attorney that we're going to promote. His name is Tom Renz, and you've heard him here on this show, and you've heard him on my TV show. And Tom is representing the frontline doctors about the vaccine BS that's going on in this country, that is the first step towards being a genocidal agent. We're going to break it down in ways that you've never heard before in this show. Tom is at the forefront, but they're coming to kill us in multiple ways. And listen, I'm not being hysterical. I'm not trying to make headlines here. I'm telling you, these people that run Washington represent the globalists. They want 90% of you dead. They have said so in writing. Their quote, David Spangler, too, tells who they are. You will not come to the New World Order unless you take a Luciferian initiation. He's the head of the Eco Division of the UN saying this. Ted Turner, the founder of CNN, what did he say? 90% of the population has to be gone. They're coming to kill you, and we are in the middle of the beginning of this effort. And what we are looking at now, ladies and gentlemen, are multiple ways that Sarah and I are going to identify in this show of how they're trying to kill us. But we're also going to be giving out contact information that you need to write down, and you need to call your local radio station, need to call reporters you know, because at some point, reporters might be serving the mainstream media goal, but at some point, self-preservation is going to kick in. And this is what we need to do. We need to become information missionaries for what they're doing to us. This isn't just about stolen elections anymore or paying too high taxes. They are coming for our lives. Sarah, welcome to the show. And I never thought I'd be this dramatic in an opening, but it's time we take the gloves off and call it exactly what it is. They're prepping us, and they're starting genocide.
Yeah, they are. Well, we now have proof of genocide. And that, I just had Tom Renz on, and I, you know, he asked me, he said, Sarah, I really need to get this information out there. We got to get past this echo chamber that we're in. And, you know, what he proved with the whistleblower data that came out directly from the government, this is the CMS data, which is the Medicare, Medicaid data, which is about 18% of the population, which the CDC and the FDA said they were going to use that data specifically to make decisions about this vaccine. Well, now we got the proof that just out of 18% of the population, over 48,000 people died within the first 14 days. If you multiply that by about 5, which is not quite accurate, but let's say it's in the real big ballpark, you're talking 300,000 people in the first 14 days. There's more after 28 days, and there's more as time goes on. And we're not talking about the long-term effects and the cancer and all these other things that we're seeing. We're also not talking about all the side effects, whether you're talking about heart conditions, paralysis, which is a major thing, Bell's palsy, all sorts of blood clot issues. This is just straight out death. And the another reason why it's so significant is anybody that dies within 14 days, they're not counting as a vaccine-related incident. Because for some reason, if you die within 14 days, it's not because of the vaccine. That's how crazy these people are. So we have evidence. We have whistleblower data from the government. So we have leaked government data, which proves it. They have went through it, made sure it was what it was, what it really is. They vetted it backwards and forwards and sideways and up and down, because they can't be wrong on this, right? It's real, guys, and that's what they're covering up. And they're asking everybody to get this thing, and they're covering up more and more as things go on. It's very, very serious. Anybody that would cover this up, they say it's safe and effective. And now the Google is taking down, and YouTube taking down, anybody that says that a vaccine is not safe and effective. Okay, well, we know it's not effective because but the Pfizer document, the other thing they have is a Pfizer document saying that anybody who's been vaccinated has a higher chance of being reinfected than those who are unvaccinated. That's coming from a Pfizer document they got their hands on too. So we're talking about, this is genocide. This is what genocide looks like, because this isn't even the later term issues that we've all been talking about. Dave, I mean, I don't know how much more proof people need, but what we need to do is get this out of our echo chamber. I'm even reaching out to the Black community. I'm reaching out to the Hispanic community. I mean, anybody that you know, is there hosts that are independent journalists? Are there independent journalists out there that can share this with all the different communities? This doesn't just belong in the people who are willing to listen to me or you. This needs to go out to every American. Every person in the world needs to hear this. It's not a left-right issue at this point. I mean, everyone is going to be affected by this.
I interviewed Pat Wood recently. Wonderful interview. And Pat and I have become good friends over the years after I was his probably main admirer after he wrote Trilaterals Over Washington. He didn't even know me. But the thing that came out of Pat's interview was this, and people say, what's the end game, Dave? I'm going to tell you, and Pat's correct. The end game is transhumanism, where the globalists live forever by melding man into machine, and technocracy is the way that they're going to get us there. And technocracy is the total control of the person. You notice that in Congress, for example, I was just telling Sarah this before the show, there's a Janet Yellen, the Secretary of Treasury, came out, and she said yesterday to John Kennedy in the Senate that we are going to tax unrealized income. And folks, this isn't genocide, but it's the precursor to getting you there, where you have no resources, you have no health care. Let me just give you one example. I buy a house, okay, and I'm a single female, and I'm raising my two kids, and my house cost me $150,000, but at the time that I die, my house is now worth $1 million, and my kids have to pay the tax on the entire million. That's one. That prevents generational wealth, and that's trying to impoverish America and make us all into serfs.
But it's worse than that, Dave, because
Just finish this second point, though.
Yeah.
If I have my house today, so let's say we bought our house for $250,000, and today it's worth $900,000, the government is coming up with these taxes where I'd have, even though I live in my house and haven't sold it, don't plan to sell it, haven't made any money on it, they're going to charge me for $900,000 of tax income. So in other words, 43% of $900,000. That's how they're going to get us out of our homes. That's just the first step, folks. The next step is when they take control of your body. And the COVID jab, is how they're getting control of your body. So they're stealing all your resources, profiting on your demise, and then they're going to go about killing you. This is what's coming.
It's really crazy. Now, they will also, like you were saying, they're going to tax 100% of the home, even if you still owe $500,000, you took
Yes.
another loan on it.
Correct.
So your son would still be responsible, your kids would still be responsible for paying off that debt, plus they'd have to pay the tax on the whole amount?
Yeah, I understand there's going to be an escape clause, though. You can always deed the house back to the mortgage company / bank.
That's what their goal is.
That's the goal. That's exactly the goal. But see, that's just step one. Step one is they have to turn you into defenseless people. You have to have no resources. You can't launch lawsuits. Can't stand up for yourself. Then they're coming for your guns. That's the next phase. They're going to do that after a series of false flags. And then they're coming for you. But the coming for you has already started. We've been working with Tom Rentz, especially Sarah, and I'm going to be jumping into this more heartily here with Tom. Tom's representing the frontline doctors, and this jab is not just mandatory vaccine that can have occasional side effects that can be dangerous and people can't get away from it. The jab is going to be deadly to just about everybody who takes it on an eventual basis.
Well, and the other thing is, it's also deadly. Well, it sheds, and that has been proven now too. And so now they're coming out on that. There's whistleblower coming out on talking about the shedding, and that the unvaccinated are in danger being around the vaccinated. I know we talked about studies where a host, like what they were doing it with rabbits, where a host rabbit would be vaccinated, and then they'd put the rabbit in with a bunch of unvaccinated rabbits and see if they could vaccinate them through shedding. Well, the effectiveness of the study I read was about 60%. And there's other studies. And what Tom was saying is, like, that's very well documented, studied. Yes. Hmm. And that along with the shedding. And so it's tied into that. We don't exactly know how far they're taking it, but we do know that the unvaccinated are being put into danger by being around the vaccinated. It's really a really ugly, dark winter that we're going to have, because the last thing we want is people turning against people. We're watching, they're feeding it now so that the vaccinated are attacking the unvaccinated. It's like the unvaccinated are the bad people. But really what's going to happen in the long run is it, and this is going to be a much darker picture, is that the vaccinated are the dangerous ones. And that is really going to be a sad situation, because, I mean, once people wake up to it, because that's the truth. That's what's going on right now. That's why every woman who is around vaccinated people have problems with their menstrual cycle. That is very well documented. Everybody does. Everybody who's around others, I shouldn't say everybody, maybe there is some, but I can't tell you how many. I mean, everyone I talk to has the same issue.
All thanks to Fauci and his friends at Eco Alliance. It's amazing that we have American officials doing this to Americans. But these people are treasonous on every single level. I'll just give you an example. It has nothing to do with the medical part we're covering today. But you got General Milley, who warns the Chinese, our enemies, oh, if we ever attack you, we're going to go ahead and warn you, and we'll put all our American lives at risk. But, of course, if Lieutenant Colonel Scheller comes out and says people need to be held accountable for what happened at the airport in Kabul, why we gave security over to the Taliban, that kind of crap, and now he sits in solitary confinement in prison, not charged. This is how crazy how crazy things are. They're coming after us, right from the Joint Chiefs of Staff down to my county commissioners here in Maricopa County, who perpetrated voter fraud, with many of them with communist Chinese connections. Our governor, communist Chinese connections that are irrefutable, connections to the vaccine industry, irrefutable. We've been compromised at every level, Sarah, and the vaccine is symptomatic of that being compromised.
Well, but that's why we need to get into the other side. We got to get into the black communities. We got to get in the Hispanic community. We got to get to people who still can think for themselves.
Yeah.
But we got to come from the other side, because it seems like it's just a bunch of Christian right yahoos is the way that they're trying to represent us to the masses. We got to get all side. We got to stop being divided. We are being divided and conquered here. We have to be unified across all aspects of our society, and I know that the black community is being attacked just as much as we are, so we got to stop attacking each other and get together and say, no, you have to understand what they're doing to all of us. This isn't me versus you or you versus me. This is them versus us, and we need to educate them, and not me educate them. Their own people need to get the data and start talking about it. They got to start talking about the truth within their communities and stop listening to this BS coming from these controlled media propaganda channels. We got to break that down, because there's too many good, naive people out there who are still marching like little good warriors and servants for these people. And that's going to hurt us. That's going to hold us back a lot. And we could fight this much quicker if people just wisen up and we group together on this.
I know. One of the positive things I've seen come out was, I can't remember the man's name, but he's the leader of Black Lives Matter of New York City. And he came out and he said the reason why, and I think he quoted 30% of black people have taken the vaccine, is because we remember Tuskegee. And I even did a podcast on this. I get it. I get it. It's perception's reality. And honestly, if I'm raising my black children, and I'm going to teach them, this is what the history of our people is. And yes, America's changed a lot, but still, there's that leeriness that remains, and I can't blame them. And I said, here's Biden. They claim to represent black people in the Democratic Party, but they're not even sensitive to an issue like this, that a forced vaccine brings up bad memories for an entire race of Americans.
Well, they do talk to them differently than us. They have presentations that are catered to what groups they're talking to.
Yep.
And they talk about us like we're nutbags, and they talk to them with kit gloves, but they do it differently. But nonetheless, they don't care. I mean, their actions are exactly the same. They're going after all of us. And that's what people have to get past, is what the actions really are. And they're, you know, as ugly as the Tuskegee experiment was, they had a little over 100 people, less than 200 people were killed. Think of the fact that now it enlightened a whole group of people not to trust the government.
Yeah.
And it's going to save, it really will save, you know, a couple hundreds of thousands of lives. And so in a weird way, they were educated on what the government, you know, that the government shouldn't be trusted. It's what the people who founded this country already knew. They lived it. They knew.
I know. But see, they try to keep us apart. Black and white and Hispanic and so forth. And I'll give you a real good example here. And I'm sure you've seen the TikTok video to where these two young black females confronted these two young white males in a study center at Arizona State University. And the one kid on his computer had a sticker that said Police Lives Matter. And man, they got viciously and violently attacked, verbally and threatened, even physically. One threatened to bring people in to remove them. So here's what we found out. The main person that was doing the berating and really was guilty of harassment under the law, what we found out about her is she works for a George Soros organization. She's paid to do this. It's a 501c3, ladies and gentlemen. You're paying someone to go to a college campus and look for situations to inflame, to promote racial division in this country. And see, they're trying to keep us apart. And what we need to realize is, forget the apart, folks. If you are not white, like I am white, you need to understand, we are brothers and sisters in this fight, because they want all of us dead. They're going about it differently per race, but they want you dead, they want me dead, they want every single person in this country dead. The Chinese have an extermination policy that's official, from Wei Fang to the CCP in his speech in 2017, to not have co-occupancy of the United States, to commit genocide and then occupy the United States. And this is on behalf of the globalists.
Well, and I got to tell you, the Chinese aren't any better with their own people. So if you're Chinese, you're not getting a pass.
No.
They know who they want to take out. And so any Chinese person who doesn't think properly, who doesn't think like this globalist, they're going to take you out. And so it's not us against the Chinese either. It's us against the communists and the globalists. It's really basic.
I know. It really is. We need to step aside for our very first break here. And it's interesting, because the products and services we offer here at the Common Sense Show fit loosely into this theme that you better get independent of the system as much as possible. Because you have to realize, do you think when we have these food shortages that are now upon us, do you think the government's going to feed you? They left 1,000 Americans behind enemy lines to be butchered by the Taliban. You think they're going to take care of you? That's why you better get storable food, folks. And we offer really good storable food, the best that there is in the genre of storable food. We don't call it organic, because it's not. But it's still healthy food, restaurant quality, 25-year shelf life, and diversity in the food. When you buy all your food from the grocery store and bulk up there, you buy one thing that's on sale, it's unhealthy, and eventually you'll habituate to the food and stop eating it and starve to death. And the research shows that. That's why you want to deal with storable food, whether you have balanced meals. Go to preparewithdave.com to find the special that's there. That's preparewithdave.com. Also, too, ladies and gentlemen, in the chance that we're able to stave off the genocide, and I do mean this sincerely, there is no staving off what's coming with economic collapse. Absolutely not. We're about ready to acquire a total of $40 trillion of debt. We're losing our petrodollar customers that give us the only backing for the dollar that we have. It's a disastrous formula. It's called economic breakdown. That's why I went to Noble Gold. I used to just be their advertiser, but I saw all the good they did, and I said, I think I need to get some of this. And so I've been back for 3 weeks. We're going to do a fourth here shortly. I'm doing something related to Bitcoin because it's a good landing point, even if it's not going to be permanent. And so I'm making my tweaks. You need to make yours. They'll bulletproof your 401k, your IRA, because if your business or your bank goes down, your investment's gone. Noble Gold works on specializing on avoiding those calamities, and they're good at what they do, and they never pressure, never. I've had to close every deal that I've been on with them. They'll never say, well, do you want to take the next step and sign, Mr. Hodges? And they don't do that. They're trained to make you make the last step. That's because they're just professional. Colin Plume has produced one of the most professional organizations in the world, and that's why they're highly respected now. Give them a call, 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. If you got assets to protect, this is the call you need to make. Well, we're talking with Sarah Westall, and Sarah has a great background. She's not just a journalist, folks. She's been a professor. She teaches at the University of Minnesota. She's had a business podcast. Her podcasts are ranked in the top of the country, if not the world. She's been around the block in many, many different ways. And she's here telling you, well, she doesn't need to center on this to make a name for herself. She's been successful in other areas, and she's telling you right now, they, them, those, Biden, Susan Rice, Obama, Schumer, Pelosi, they are minions for the people that want you dead, and it's time that we call it what it is. And we're going to throw Tom Rentz out there right now. We're going to do that a few times in this broadcast because he is leading the fight. So, Sarah, I'm going to turn it back to you, and I want you to talk a little bit about the work that Tom is doing and what people need to be doing to help him.
Yeah, well, I talked at the very beginning of the fact that he came on to talk about the whistleblowers. He has quite a few whistleblowers, but the latest information, which proved without a doubt that they're covering up genocide, is that I think that's the most damning that they have up to date here. He has more that's going to be coming out. They also have that the Pfizer knows that the vaccine, people who are vaccinated are more likely to get it than the unvaccinated. Yeah. They also know that they're shedding. I mean, I can't, you know, it's on and on and on what they know and what the documents they're talking about, but they got more coming out. And he's leading America's frontline doctors in this lawsuit. He's the lead lawyer in that. And what he needs is he needs to get out with anybody of substance, you know, a larger shows. I apologize. He would have, because he's such a nice guy, he would have went on. He's very tough, but he's a good guy. He values everybody and has respect for the little people, you know, me, little person, everybody. But the point is he just doesn't have the time. And so we need to get him out to the bigger shows who can reach an audience. And I apologize for my phone ringing. And he needs to get out to the other communities. I've been trying to reach Black Lives Matter and people in those areas that could possibly get them on shows that could reach large populations. And let's stop the crap as far as what we were saying before, as far as everybody fighting with each other based on the skin color. This is just ridiculous. And he's actually, he told me this yesterday on the phone, that he has a he's Native American in his background. You could tell a little bit, and once he told me that, I could tell in his face, because his grandpa was like full-blown Native American, so he's not like Elizabeth Warren that has like nothing in her background.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
What a joke that is. What a joke.
It is. Yeah. And, you know, my family, my husband's from Mexico. My children look like they're Native American. Or my son actually looks like he might be Middle Eastern, even though he's, you know, he's not. He's Mexican, half Mexican. But anyways, the point is we're all in this together. And so we got to reach across these communities and not, and know that they, like you were saying, they're going after both of us. So yes, he will talk to all of you. I will even write articles. You can change it, put your name on it, give me zero credit, and get it out to your people. There's data, there's whatever. We'll do whatever we can to help you get it out to these other communities. And we just need to break these walls down. And if you want to talk to him and get on, get him on your show, or if you know somebody, you know, like I know some people who used to be Bernie supporters who no longer are, who are now like trying to get this truth out. They probably know people. You got to help us. And if you want to get on the show, you can go to Rentz Law. So it's RENZ-law.com. Go under the contact us section, and then there's a contact CJ Wheeler Media. That's who plans all his interviews. But if you want, you can use my contact form on my website, sarahwestell.com. I can help you. I'll get you data. I'll get you whatever. If you want to write an article and you want to post it on one of those other, you know, a site that's still dedicated to truth, but it's that you have a lot of people in other communities, you know, people that might not go to my website or listen to Dave. We got to get this out to other people. And we know that the black community, they're not taking this vaccine. So let's get this out to them. They're the people we can reach. They're the people that need this information. So that's my plug.
Well, your plug is right. And we're going to repeat this plug. We should probably give out, I don't know, I'll let you decide whose address or contact information we give out. But I think it should be someone directly related to Tom. One of the things that I've been told by a doctor, and I wanted to ask you if Tom knows about this, it's fairly well known from what I understand that when people are vaccinated, as you said, they're more at risk for catching COVID and going into the hospital. But I understand as many as 80 to 85% of the people that are in the hospital for COVID are already vaccinated. Is that true? Have you found that to be true?
Yeah, that's what he's told me. He said that's what's happening across the country. He has witness after witness from hospital systems. Of course, we have the numbers coming out of Israel where they're saying, where they had a doctor on record, a medical director in the third largest hospital saying that 95% of their people in serious condition are the vaccinated. And of course, now if you go look at their mass media, they claim it's opposite, but no, we have them on record and we have their data coming out of that hospital. So we know they're lying on that. They're lying in this country on who's in the hospitals as well. But they have person after person who runs hospital systems or nurses and doctors saying that it is the vaccinated that we're seeing in large numbers. Of course, we're seeing unvaccinated too, but that's because we have the shedding issue. And then once you're in there, oh my gosh, once you're in there, you have to be careful because if the hospital is following the government guidelines, you might not make it out because all they're giving people remdesivir and oxygen. And remdesivir is a death sentence for it causes kidney. It's just not the answer. It causes kidney failure. I have a family, a story. I just posted it this week of a family who is such an inspirational story, but their mother was going to die. They had a couple hours left to live. They said, okay, they had 10 kids, and they said, okay, one of you could go see your mother and say last goodbyes. And they're like, what? One person out of 10? No, we're not leaving until every one of us can go in there and see her. So they sat there. The hospital were kind of, they were mean to them at first. And then once they realized that they were not going to leave, they started making those phone calls and they got them in to see their mother. All 10 of them walked in there and they snuck in medications for her and they put it through her skin with different, you know, different things that can help her. And we talk about it in our show what she actually gave them. And it's essentially all the things that we've been talking about, vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, quercetin. But there's DMCO, I think that's what it is, that helps get the medicine in through your skin. She started immediately recovering. And then they convinced the doctor to not, you know, let's take her off remdesivir. She's probably going to die. So let's just let her go out peacefully. You know, they just didn't want them to do anything. Just leave her mother alone while they were doing their thing. She fully recovered and came out. People want to listen to that interview. It's really inspiring. And you can go to it at sarahwestell.com. But that's what people are dealing with in a lot of these hospitals. And so you got to be careful. And so we not only do we have this vaccine nightmare, we have people being infected. And it might not be COVID. It's the vaccine issue. It's other things. Like if you get a cold and then it causes an immune reaction, anything can cause the triggering of this vaccine to cause your immunity to go nuts, right? You can be exposed to something. And so it's a vaccine reaction that we're seeing in the hospital. Not a lot of it is not any kind of coronavirus. And so it's, we're going to have a very dark winter. I know that in Minnesota, where I live, we had the highest COVID deaths. I don't know what numbers were yesterday yet, but the day before, we had the highest COVID deaths of the entire fake, you know, this whole thing that we're going through, pandemic.
Is there a correlation between regional correlation between vaccinated and COVID deaths versus non-vaccinated and COVID deaths?
Well, I think there's a place in one of the states in the eastern United States has the highest. It's one of the explosive areas, and they're very highly vaccinated. I know that Israel is actually a hot spot right now, and they're one of the most vaccinated areas in the world. So I think there is starting to be that correlation. We got to remember here in the United States that we are months behind Israel and Europe. England was ahead of us. Israel was first. And so because we were so far behind them, we are going to see data coming out of those countries before here, but we're seeing it now here as well. And I know that when people went back to school, there were a lot of people getting sick, and I think that's the shedding event and things, a lot of unvaccinated people getting colds and feeling crappy. I think that we are going to have a long, hard winter. I hope I'm wrong. I hope all these people are wrong. Wouldn't that be great? But you know what? The data is coming out proving what we're talking about. And we got the data now. And, I just hope that human beings are more resilient than what the animals and those animal studies. And I keep saying, you know, because all the animals died, what they did is they did these mRNA vaccines on animals to, you know, they have to test it on animals first. When they say they skipped the animal test, that's a lie. They didn't skip the animal test. The animals died, so they don't want to tell us. And so the question is, why did they die and what makes human beings different? Are we different? I don't know. I mean, we could be, but no one.
We're mammals. We're all mammals, though. That's a concerning thing.
I know. And so, but, well, why are they skipping that question? If all the animals died, and somebody needs to show me a study where the animals didn't die, and not a study where they stopped it right after they gave the vaccine. Because, yes, some animals are going to have the reaction like human beings did where they died after 14 days. And then you have what it shows is with the mRNA, they have a reduced infection rate for a while. And then when they get it again, that's when they have their immune system attacks them and then they died. And so what I want to see is a study where they actually did the animal study till the end, showed the reinfection rate and what happened then. If they can find me a study, I've been asking for this for months. Nobody has given me a study showing the animals didn't die. And please send me it because I really want to know. I just want the truth.
Well, they're not about the truth.
No, I know. I'm just
Fauci was part of the brain trust that concocted this plot. I mean, it's so simple to see, and most people don't get it. Create the virus, bring it to America, force election changes that allow for massive voter fraud. Change out your conservative government that represents the Constitution, put in communists, and go about your agenda. That's what happened.
Yeah, and then continue lying in the media, take over the entire media, and then just keep putting out the propaganda over and over and over again so that the people who are naive or that just aren't that smart will believe it, you know?
You know, people, you're listening to two individuals here. I taught college in the college ranks from 1997 to 2 years ago. for the last 14 years in a university. Sarah was at the University of Minnesota. We have better things to do with our time than chase a baseless conspiracy theory. I taught statistics and research. Being in business like Sarah was, she knows about the business statistical model. We are people of numbers, stats, data, science. I didn't need this to make my life exciting. I was happy. I was a college basketball coach. I was fulfilling my dream. I didn't need to do this. Sarah doesn't need to do this. I've suffered loss of reputation for this after I spent decades building up my reputation. And you need to understand that we are not gaining anything by doing this. In fact, actually, we're putting ourselves on lists to be eliminated. And I've seen the list.
When I started covering a lot of this stuff in more depth, I was not asked. They did not want me to teach anymore. And it just was that basic. And, I have an engineering science background, practically have a college math degree at one of the top universities, because University of Minnesota is where I got my engineering degree, and it's rated third in the world. You know, it's a good math school. Yeah. So I spent a lot of my time in there, too. And then I started my business and, worked on my MBA and all this other stuff. But I taught at the Carlson School, which is one of the top business schools, too. And, I taught ethics and leadership and business management and entrepreneurship. I'm telling you that this is not a career path. What I've done is not a career path. Trust me. I mean, a lot of those people don't want to talk to me. And it's actually, they're getting better, a lot of people now. And the thing is, they're secretly listening to us. But I'm going all out. I was a little passive a little bit at first because I was afraid too. I was like, do I really want to destroy my entire reputation? So I tried to be professional. Now I'm like, I don't care anymore. I'm going all out. This is that's important. We have to get this information out. This is not about me or you, Dave. This is about our children and their future and our country. And you got to stop being naive. And we got to join this fight, and we got to stop this stupid fight between black and white and Hispanic, and I don't care what you are. They want to kill us, and I don't care. So you were discriminated in the past. Get over it, and let's work together so that we can stop this, period. Like my husband always says, who is Hispanic and a Mexican, if I feel down for something or if I feel like I'm being discriminated against, because I got to tell you, I coached hockey, and I was discriminated against all the time. My husband said, get over it. Just get over it, because he wanted me to understand that if you are going to be able to handle something, that you can't dwell on things that knock you down.
Exactly.
You got to focus on things. If you're going to be a fighter, you got to keep moving ahead, and you got to focus on it. I went through. I was the first female coach of this prestigious hockey world. It's this school. And I was treated like absolute crap, but I got through it because I didn't dwell on that stuff. You cannot dwell on it. I was the engineer of 50 guys and me. You cannot dwell on it. And I understand what discrimination. I don't know what it means to be a black person. I don't know what it means to be a Hispanic person, but I sure the hell know what it means to get past it so we can work on something more meaningful. And that means that we need to focus on what's happening right now and get past our BS from the past and focus on saving lives. The BS from the past is pretty bad. I know if you're an American Indian, a Native American, they try to do genocide on you, and they're still trying to do it. That's hard. Getting past that, I understand. But it's better now to focus on fixing another genocide and more genocide against your people and us working together than to still be angry about the past. You can be angry about the past later, but right now we got to focus on this.
Well, I thought about this actually last night. I saw something flip across the YouTube screen when I was up doing my work, and it had Stalingrad. And it was the defense of Stalingrad in World War II by Stalin. And what these people did is kind of, Sarah, like what you and I are doing and what so many other Americans are doing, is that you might have a university professor in Stalingrad, a doctor, a lawyer, a teacher, someone who's not a combatant, but the Germans are at the gate, and they're not here to make friends. And those people threw down their clipboards. They set aside their research, and they picked up a rifle. And all of a sudden, they became frontline participants And this is what you and I are doing, Sarah. We've thrown down what got us to where we are in life, and we're abandoning that to take a stand here. And this is what everyone needs to do. This is the most important battle that is going on the planet. There is no other battle that matters as much as stopping the vaccine. This is the frontline defense. That's why I love the name frontline doctors.
I love that. And that's what Tom Renz is doing. It's not like good for his reputation. Well, maybe it is now, but when he was fighting it all by himself for like a year in Ohio, that wasn't good for his reputation. Why do you think when you call these lawyers, hardly anybody will even talk to you? That's because they're afraid of their reputation and doing this. So he was out there all by himself, risking everything to do this because he knew how important it is. And that's what we all have to do.
I agree. We need to take our last break here. And all of you know as you listen that I represent the satellite phone company. And you're saying, Dave, why would you do that? It's kind of an unusual product for you. No, it isn't. Because I know about continuity of government. And I know when we start rising up, and this is germane to this conversation that Sarah and I are having, when we rise up, the government and their forces know how to take down a city, say the size of Phoenix, in 20 minutes. And that 20 minutes, folks, that means your cell phone's gone, your internet's gone, your landlines are gone, your travel is restricted, and the city is completely shut off. No one in, no one out, 20 minutes. They did this in St. Paul, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago. They shut down the city in 27 minutes, just using the National Guard, not even the military. So how would you communicate with your family members if you're separated throughout a metropolitan area? Or just if they're in just different locations during the course of their day? Well, kids are at school, mom and dad are at different sites working. How would you communicate? The only thing they can't take down right now are satellite phones. And that's why I have mine. And then people say, well, Dave, it must be expensive. I pay 1/4 the cost of my cell phone bill in my satellite phone. I don't use it to chit-chat. It's an emergency system. And by the way, we're setting up something called the Galileo system, which are emergency text alerts. So if you're on our system, you will get text alerts as to news items. It might be the only way in the future you're going to get news. And that's why we've gone to this system, and we're still developing it. But it's coming, and it's going to be available to everybody before much longer. In fact, Steve Quayle and Mike Adams have already launched the test models of this, and I've been asked to do it by next week. So I just can't stress to you enough the importance of you getting alternative communication. And you say, well, Dave, I've got shortwave. That's great. That's hard to mess with, too. But it's easier to take down repeaters than it is satellites. That's all I'm going to tell you. It's not as efficient or as effective as a satellite phone. So how do you get started? How do you find out more? Give these great people a call at the Satellite Phone Store at 855-980-5830, 855-980-5830. Well, we're speaking with Sarah Westall, who's worn many hats in her life, and you can hear her professional background. You've heard it here. Research-oriented, process and development-oriented, and she is telling you the same thing that Steve Quayle and Mike Adams and all these other people are saying, that it's not enough for them to control our society, steal our money through overtaxation and bullcrap taxes. They are trying to take away your life. They are coming for you. They are going to take you down. And the vaccine is the first step in this. It's not the last step, but it is the first step. And by the way, Sarah, I've got really good intel information. Two things I think you'll find interesting. One, we have what Steve Quayle labels as infectons coming into the country. And this comes from two Border Patrol agents I speak to routinely, as well as a DEA agent. Okay, and I'm talking DEA agent that I've had as a contact for 7 years. And then, of course, DHS. And then Doug Thornton, who's now come out as my DHS source because he's now quit the agency. We used to call him Wrecker. All these people are saying the same things. They are taking people that are purposely infected, and not just with COVID, hemorrhagic fever, all kinds of exotic diseases that we are not able to deal with our immune systems in America, and they're sending them to every region of the country. They're trying to kill you by infection. This is one of the reasons they have the millions of people coming in. And then the second thing, and then I'm going to let Sarah comment on this, I have really good intel that's been very consistent that Fauci and their Chinese counterparts have developed 19 variants of COVID that are coming.
Well, and a variant of COVID is, you know, the coronavirus. The whole point is they want to get us, if you've been vaccinated, then you are at risk. Because, and if you are around people who are shedding spike proteins and you have that in your system, you're at risk. Because if you trigger your immune system's going to attack. We talked about that anything will trigger that. So if they're spreading this stuff around, I mean, this is why I keep saying, you don't even have to hear what you just said about them. I'm not surprised, because based on what they're doing and getting people, they're priming people for a perfect storm. Because all you, and you listen to Dr. Zelenko, he says it very well. You got to keep from getting sick. That's how you're going to save your life. That's why I push the Zelenko protocol. And I have with Dr. Joe Newsma, we have the solutions up on my website. You guys got to go see that, please. It's, you know, how to keep from getting sick, because you need to keep from getting sick this winter until we can really figure out what the heck is going on. If you get sick, you get a little cold, your system can attack itself. And they're going to bring in the guns, that which you just explained, to get you more sick. That's what they're doing. I know it's so hard to get your head mentally wrapped around. Why would they possibly? This is just so far out there. I look at this data and I still have a hard time believing it. I see the proof and I still have it. It's hard to get to the point where you can realize that they want to kill you. But being, you know, these massacres of genocide isn't new in history, in human history. Why do you think it's so strange that they could have done it so many times throughout history and they can't do it now? It's not that far-fetched, although we've never lived through it and we can't imagine it happening in our own backyard because it seems like it's foreign, but it's not. If it's happened, that's why history is so important. People never learn from history. I don't know why, but we can't learn from history. We have to experience. If you've raised children, you've raised teenagers, they need to learn on their own. But people won't learn from history. But please, you got to listen. You got to know that genocide's not that unique. It's happened throughout history, and that's what they're doing now.
Well, smallpox on the blankets. Christopher Columbus, the Native Americans. That's what we're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who's really jumping on board with this? But you have to understand their history. Cuban Americans are really jumping on board with this. I have a lot of people from Miami that follow my show, and they're of Cuban heritage. And I asked them a couple of these questions. I said, I'm getting a lot of people from your geographic area, from your ethnic background. And they said, Dave, look at our history. Look at what we grew up hearing from our parents and our grandparents about the persecution,
how
we're scum, how they want to kill us off when we dissent. And they said, this is why your message resonates, because we've seen it before in our family's histories.
Well, Native Americans listen to my show because they've went through genocide.
Yeah,
I know I have a lot of Native Americans, because I've interviewed Native Americans. They've been through this. And then they know that so many people on their reservations are on the take. They know that the government is, they know more better than everybody how corrupt this government system is, because they've seen it firsthand.
No. Well, we're kind of at the juncture, folks, where we stand up and we fight and we still might lose. We stand up and fight and have a chance to carve out some semblance of a normal life, or we just lay down and take our beating. This is really where we're at right now. And right now, America is laying down and taking its beating. You know, Sarah, we used to complain, people like you and I, that we can't reach enough of the ignorant Americans. Well, Biden has done that for us. He has opened up more eyes and ears than I could have ever hoped to do behind my microphone. The problem is people are angry and they're scared, but they don't know what to do. What do they do? What do people do?
Well, first of all, keep from getting sick. That's why I say go to sarahwestell.com, look at that solutions document. If you can't find it on my website, I have a link, a big link to it under every single show I do now. I link to it all over the place. But I also have it on articles, on the popular articles. But keep from getting sick, please. You don't have to get the Z-Stack, which I promote. I just, it's the ingredients that are in the Z-Stack that's important. That's the Zelenko protocol stuff. And also the C60, I know you had Dr. Joe on. What's so important about C60? And it doesn't, if you don't want C60, that's fine, but you need something that's really good for anti-inflammation. You got to deal with your inflammation. And then, you know, listen to Dr. Joe. You had him on your show,
right? Yeah, I did. He was on our TV. He was on our TV show about a month ago.
Oh, well, if you can go back and listen to his article, but otherwise, go to my solutions document because it's all on there. I put together this thing. Well, actually, Joe and I put it together. It's up there, so he endorses it. It's not just me, who's not a doctor. We have a doctor up there, and it's all doctor stuff. And I'm telling you, that's what you need to do there. The second thing you need to do, support the lawsuits. We need to grind their system to a halt. Help get these lawsuits going everywhere. Also, stand up, don't stand down. If you lose your job, I know that's awful. Try to buy food and different things to make it through. Make sure that you do not appease them. Don't fall. Don't bend the knee. Don't take the jab. The other thing, make sure you're armed. Make sure you have plenty of bullets. Make sure you have what you need. My entire life, I didn't like guns because my dad was the one who educated the whole community on gun training. That was his thing. He was part of the NRA. He was all into guns. And I was like, God, I hate guns. My brother, when I was young, he committed suicide with a gun. And I hated guns. I'm telling you right now, I am 100% the Second Amendment. Everyone needs to have a gun. I am licensed to carry. And you need to have it because that is what the founders understood, is because the number one thing they do is go for your guns for this moment in history. Yes, it sucks that people die from suicide, like my brother, who I love dearly. We grew up as twins. It shut me down for 10 years. I know what it's like to lose somebody from a gun. But I'm telling you, having a weapon and having bullets is the number one thing that you can do to protect your family. Because if they come for you and they make you, you are not going to go without a fight.
You know, Solzhenitsyn said this too. He said, we shouldn't have acquiesced. We didn't have guns, but he said we could have grabbed the fireplace poker. He said, if those people from the KGB knew that they had a chance of not going home that night, we might have slowed this down. And I think that's really good advice.
That's really important. And what Zelenko said is when they're putting people in concentration camps, they'll have one guard per 1,000 people. Nobody fought back. What would happen if the first people would have fought back? Yeah, they might have gotten shot, but you would have saved 800 people.
I know. Once they get their hooks into you. And they're building the camps. They're calling them COVID isolation camps. I covered this in Washington State. People say, oh, Dave, I don't know about that. Well, I just happened to publish the job advertisements that the state of Washington was running for these camps. I mean, it's official state documents now that are telling us they're going to do this to us. They're going to say, well, for your good. And then let's not forget the CDC document, the green zone document, I call it, where if you're elderly, oh, you have asthma or diabetes or you're overweight and you're over 65, for your own good, we're going to put you away somewhere. No, they're going to kill you is what they're going to do. If you wanted to isolate someone, you just leave them the hell in your home. You wouldn't have to move them anywhere. Why go to the expense? That's not the goal. The goal is to kill off the elderly so they don't drain the medical resources. That's the first step. And then they're coming for everybody else. The first people going to the concentration camps there are going to be the resistors, the outspoken people like you and me, and the elderly. That's who they're going after first.
Well, they're going to pose it as they're going to dehumanize us so that we are diseased and that we are a problem on society.
Yeah, you're right.
And it makes it easier to then commit genocide on that group.
Exactly.
And then they move on.
Vaccinated versus non-vaccinated. You are so right on the money with this. We got about a minute left, and I want to do a couple things in that. One, let's give out some ways to where people can promote Tom Renz to their local media. Ladies and gentlemen, this is everyone's job. You're in Stalingrad right now. You've got to pick up the gun, figuratively. So we need to promote Tom Renz, who's representing the frontline doctors against the vaccine. So, Sarah, what would you advise people to do?
Well, go to Renz Law, RENZ-law.com, and you can see, what he's doing there. You can see the lawsuit. Go to my site, SarahWestall.com. Watch the show I just did with him. It's so important. And we talk about what he has and what people need to do there as well. It's just so important that this information gets out to people, because if this doesn't make people be crystal clear of what's going on, then Dave, I don't know what more to tell. There are people that just won't believe. This will get anybody who's on the sideline, but I'm hoping what we really need to do is use this data to get us united. That's what we need to do.
I totally agree with you. And on that note, we're just about out of time. SarahWestall.com is where you need to go. She's referenced a lot of documents. And Dr. Joe Newsom is there. I won't worry about the spelling. You'll recognize it when you see it. Just remember N-I, first two letters, last name, Dr. Joe Newsom. Sarah, you're awesome. I'll be in touch. Thanks.
Thank you so much.